This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War, the Root's on fire. So Michael Moore says white people are not good people and you should be afraid of them. I was talking about this when the last segment ended. He told Rolling Stone that white people are not good people, you should be afraid of them. If you see three white guys walking at you, down the street towards you, two of them voted for Trump, you need to move over to the other sidewalk because these are not good people walking towards you. I was trying to think of what I would say in response to that, to all of you. You know, I don't get it. You know, and by the way, I'm not preaching. I'm a high and mighty horse here. You know, everybody's got their own thing, and maybe some you smoke, some you drink, maybe some you smoke some pot. I don't know if that makes me better than you or not, but I've never in my life smoked a cigarette. I've never in my life done a drug, not even pot, never inhaled. Unlike Bill Clinton, I can actually say I've never inhaled. I've never drank alcohol in my entire life. I've been a greatest father in the world. My four kids are with me for Christmas, and they all love their daddy. And I work all day long, and I pay for all my kids' bills, and I pay for all their college, and I've created jobs my whole life, and I've hired people, and I've done good things that have added millions of dollars in charitable contributions, literally over the course of my 40-year business career. Yeah, probably millions. And so the idea that you could, I studied hard in school, got an Ivy League degree, graduated valedictorian from my high school, got into Columbia University. I've never committed a crime in my life. How can you tell me because I'm white and I voted for Trump that if you see me, I've never mugged a person in my life. I've never hurt a person that didn't deserve to be hurt. I've never attacked anyone who didn't deserve to be attacked. I fought people in self-defense in high school. That's a pretty famous story of mine that all of you have heard. Went to one of the roughest inner-city high schools in America, and I was in lots of fights, but never did I start a fight. Never did I pick on a poor kid, a weakling kid, and beat him up. Never in my whole life. I was the weakling kid. I was the poor kid. So I understand everything I'm telling you sounds like an all-American kid to me. I've never done anything wrong in my life. There's not a reason why you would say Wayne's an evil kid, Wayne's a bad kid. Wayne's not nice because he's white. Wayne's not nice because he makes money. Wayne is, when you see Wayne walking down the street, you should move to the other side. You know, I think history would prove, and prison records would prove, police records would prove, every time you see three bad people walking towards you and you think I should move to the other side of the street, it's three Democrats. There's no three Republicans walking down the street that have ever mugged anybody. You don't have to run away from Wayne Root. So you're just lying. Michael Moore, you're a liar. He says, I refuse to say because we elected Obama that suddenly that means everything is okay and white people have changed. White people have not changed. I mean, I wonder if he's ever checked FBI homicide statistics. Because angry white guys don't kill people. They sometimes commit suicide. I know there's an epidemic of white men committing suicide. And I know occasionally, you're talking very rarely, some white kid goes off and goes nuts and grabs a gun and kills 20 people at his high school. But that is such an anomaly. You know, don't forget, last weekend, a bunch of black people shot 13 people at a memorial party in Chicago. That's a mass shooting. That's a mass killing. That's mass murder. And nobody talked about it in the news. But if one white guy had killed 13 people, even though it was 13 white people, doesn't matter if they're black or white or Hispanic, all white men are crazy. We're all mentally ill. This is how bad the media is. This is how bad liberals are. Last year, he said, This fat, unhappy filmmaker, you know he's an angry, fat, depressed human being. And he called on angry white guys to give it up because they're demographically doomed. He asserted in January of 18 that America needs to be cleansed of its white privilege. He has celebrated the fact that white men are dying out because America will be a better country. Can you imagine how weird it is that anybody would say things like this? When you think about it, you know, it's not that I'm saying all white men are good or that since the beginning of history, white men are always the best people. I've never said anything like that. But the people who founded America were white men, and they fought a revolution. They made a great free country. Eventually, when slavery became an issue, lots and lots of white men died fighting for black men's freedom they'd never met in their lives, and they never will meet because they're dead. They died for black men they didn't know, and black women they didn't know, and black children they didn't know. Every day in this country, there are white cops who patrol black neighborhoods, and liberals say, oh, they're racist, they're mean to black people. No, they're mean to criminals who might be black criminals, but they're in a black neighborhood trying to make it safe for the good working class, middle class black people who inhabit those neighborhoods. They're putting their white lives on the line, and their emotion and their hearts on the line. And they have children, and they could die and never see their children again. And they're doing it for black people in black neighborhoods. There's a lot of nice white people in this world. I'd say most of the military is white, even though there's plenty of black people in the military, plenty of Latinos in the military, there's some gays in the military. But the majority of the United States military is mostly nice white kids from the Midwest and the South. That's the majority of the military in this country. And they're willing to die for your freedoms. They don't ask if you're black or not. They don't ask if you're gay or not. They don't care. They're willing to die for your freedoms. So I'm not discussing that black people are bad. I'm discussing that for the most part, white people are good. Someone else can debate how good black people are, how good Hispanic people are. I'm just defending white people because I'm white. And it's ridiculous. The hatred towards white people is ridiculous. Isn't it racism to hate white people and condemn an entire race? Isn't that racism? It's just crazy that you're allowed to get away with this stuff. Because if I condemn black people all day, I'd lose my show. I mean, that's what the liberals are waiting for. One single tweet that somehow is manipulated to look like I'm a racist, and they'll try and take my life away from me. One single tweet, even though I've put out like 25,000 tweets. Let's see. Actually, I'll do it right while I'm sitting here with you. Let's see how many tweets I've put out. Does it tell you how many? I know it does somewhere. Here it goes. I know it used to. I don't see it anymore. It doesn't tell me how many tweets I put out, but I know it. Oh, here it is. 28,000 tweets. Wayne Root has put out 28,000 tweets. And if they could find one that they think would make me a racist, the other 27,999 would not matter. They would try and destroy my career and ruin me. Isn't that amazing? I think it's just amazing. Democrats don't ever judge themselves about one tweet, do they? No, of course not. Or one speech, or one sentence in one speech. But that type of thing is absolutely judged by liberals. They try and take every word Trump says or Wayne Root says, and they parse it and they try and make us out to be bad guys. Pope Francis, and I said this over the weekend, not over the weekend, but over the Christmas holiday, I was at a Christmas party on Christmas Eve, and I was talking to a bunch of nice people who were Catholic and believed in their religion, and we had this little debate, a very nice, friendly debate, but, you know, I said, this Pope is the most horrible, out-of-control Marxist Pope I've ever seen in my life. He's against everything that your typical Catholic in America believes in. We believe in capitalism, you know. I grew up as the only Jew in it all. Catholic Italian neighborhood, a couple Irishmen, but mostly Italian. My neighbor was 99% Italian. I was the one Jew, and there were like two Irishmen. But anyway, it was all Catholic. And none of my Catholic friends like this Pope. They hate him. Pope Francis offers triple shout-out to migrants in Christmas blessing. And don't forget, it's Mayor Pete Butthead, who also made a comment. He sent out a tweet this holiday season, and he said, you know, when you think about Jesus, just remember Jesus was a poor migrant. Which is a total lie, by the way. Number one, Jesus was not poor, and his family wasn't poor. Mary and Joseph were not poor. And number two, he was not a migrant in any way, shape, or form. Liberals just lie about everything. Never once have I seen a single media organization check up on the lies of Hillary, the lies of Bernie Sanders, when people talk about socialism, the lies they tell of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the thousands of lies she has to tell every time she quotes that socialism isn't bad. And Mayor Pete Butthead, he lies all the time. Never is there anything kept about him, but with Trump, they follow every word, and anything they could take out of context is a lie. What they're not telling you is the only thing Trump has never lied about, ever, is his campaign promises. Told the truth about all of them. That's the only damn thing I care about. He's great to me. But anyway, Pope Francis made migrants the centerpiece of his Christmas blessing Wednesday, addressing the topic of immigration three times in an 800-plus word message. May the newborn Lord bring light to the people of Africa, where persistent social and political situations force individuals to migrate, depriving them of home and family. Next, the Pope declared modern migration is a product of injustice, and that migrants often find their efforts impeded by walls of indifference. May the Son of God protect and sustain all those who, due to injustices, are forced to emigrate in the hope of a secure life. It is injustice that makes them cross deserts and seas that become cemeteries. Finally, in his closing invocation of the blessings of the Christ child upon all the suffering members of our human family, he brought up migrants again. Through our friendships such as this, may he draw close to the elderly and the lonely, to the migrants and the marginalized. I don't know. I'm a Jew who never went to temple again because I couldn't stand the rabbis who preach bull spit all day long. Liberal lies. Liberal brainwashing. See, if I was a Catholic and I heard this Pope, I'd walk right out of his service. Who wants to listen to your liberal brainwashing? You know, I'm a guy who knows how to separate my business, and if I was a minister, I could separate politics completely. You can't stand up there on the podium and talk liberal politics or conservative politics. Shut up! Why do you want to turn off half your congregation? This Pope hates conservatives. He hates conservative Catholics, clearly, who want to live in a safe country with a wall like him. Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarus. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each, delivered, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-craved politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever. ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, one of my best Christmases ever. Since childhood. I mean, obviously, every year is great when you're a kid. What's not great about getting presents? Every single year, you're getting lots of presents. You're not spending any money. Your parents spend all the money. But as an adult, I've always loved Christmas. I love it more than any other day of the year. But it's always been a disappointment for me. You know, I love it, I love it, I love it on the 20th, the 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, Christmas Eve, and then Christmas Day, it's a big letdown because I never get any gifts. What do you get the man who has everything? I have a pretty good life, and nobody ever knows what to get me, so nobody ever gets me anything. My kids have never gotten me anything. So it's kind of no fun to only give and never receive. You know, it's like all the people who say it's not important to be rich. They're all lying, because life is so much better when you have money. And it's just a lie to say otherwise. You're just kidding yourself. You're delusional. And it's the same thing with people who say it's better to give gifts. You don't need to receive them. It's such a wonderful people to give, a wonderful feeling to give them. Yeah, it is. I love my kids, but it's nice when they give back. It's still nothing better than getting a gift when you don't expect one. And I got a lot of gifts this year. My kids all got together, ranging in age from my 11-year-old just turned 12. So 12 to 27. And they got me a ton of gifts, and I've never had that before. Somehow they all decided, it clicked in their heads, get daddy gifts. And I had a lot of nice gifts. And my fiance, Cindy, gave me some really nice gifts. It's the first Christmas I've ever had where someone took care of me. I took great care of them, but it's nice to get something back. It was still 10 to 1. I give them 10 gifts for every one I get, but it used to be 10 to 0. So I want to thank Cindy, and I want to thank my kids who did a great job and made Daddy feel good for once on Christmas. Now I really had a great Christmas because I love giving them gifts, but I also love getting something back. Who doesn't? You know? By the way, speaking of gifts, it's New Year's coming up, and Swiss America is the sponsor of this show. And gold and silver are currently undervalued. Many experts say they have excellent growth potential in 2020. And they've done very well in this year, 2019. So here is a fantastic offer. Swiss America is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. The U.S. Peace Dollar, $16.50 each delivered. So they're selling it to you below cost, and you're getting it delivered for $16.50 each. If you understand coins, you know it's a great deal. An exclusive offer just for my listeners. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered, 800-289-2646. Silver's done fantastic. Gold's done fantastic this year and also over the last 20 years. Fantastic numbers. You beat the stock market, I believe, over 20 years. And that's saying something, because the market generally outlasts everything. Well, not gold and silver. So I was telling you about the Archbishop, the former Archbishop of Canterbury, Rowan Williams, who said yesterday climate change is humanity's largest challenge ever, while warning some climate skeptics are driven by sinister conspiracy theories. People are reluctant to acknowledge climate emergency because it would require them to change their behavior. Well, first of all the people that I see who acknowledge climate change are rich liberal idiots and losers who fly in private jets around the world in order to, let me say this nicely, Leonardo DiCaprio is interested in having sex all around the world with a different model in each country. And he thinks it's okay to fly his private jets. He can have sex with a different model in each country. And he can celebrate New Year in 12 different places with sex with 12 different models, which is what everyone in Hollywood is out for. That's why they want to be famous. It's about sex and it's about money. And they all fly private jets to go meet their conquests. And then they lecture me and you about climate change. See, I'm the only host who's actually honest. And by the way, it's not like, you know, most radio hosts are like broke. And they're in Des Moines, Iowa. They're in Podunk. They know nothing about Hollywood. And they talk about things they don't know. Your guy, Wayne Root, has lived a very interesting life. And I was an anchor man and host of 5 national TV shows for CNBC. And I lived in the Hollywood Hills, and I was single. And I hung out with actors, some of whom went on to become very famous and star in major TV shows. I played football under the Hollywood sign with these actors. And they were the biggest bunch of jerks I ever met in my entire life. And the only goal of their entire lives, got to say it nicely on TV, was having sex with models and actresses. And they all grew up and made money, and they flew private jets to their conquest, where they had sex with actresses in 12 different countries. And then they lecture me about climate change. They're all full of crap. Got that? Mr. Canterbury, Mr. Archbishop of Canterbury? He says, I think there's, for others, a more sinister feeling. This must be some kind of conspiracy. They assume that climate change has been invented by communists and Illuminati or some mysterious group who are determined to undermine who we are. Actually, that's the truth right there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. More than a dozen people are receiving treatment for injuries after a nitrogen tank exploded at a Beechcraft aircraft manufacturing facility in Wichita, Kansas. Officials are thankful that the plant was shut down for the holiday and say it could have been much worse. Part of the building at the facility where they make the single and twin engine planes collapsed. A major winter storm is barreling toward the plains and upper Midwest. It already dumped heavy snow on Southern California, and this lady tells ABC News,
30 years I've lived in the high desert, I've never been stuck. Never. This is bad. This is horrible.
Parts of Interstate 5 in Southern California were shut down for over 36 hours. That storm is moving east and could dump up to a foot of snow on the Southern Rockies. And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow gained 23 points to finish at 28,645. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as WAR. Sponsor of this segment is Liberty HealthShare. Now, the open enrollment period is over. It's over. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a health care program, or at least a good health care program. You know, they're very Christian. You know, I'm Christian, too. I'm a Jew to Christ, my Savior, but I'm also from New York. So I say things like this. Don't go a whole year with a program that sucks, like I had with Aetna, that sucked, that charged me $2,000 a month, $24,000 a year, and paid for nothing. Sign up with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up any time of the year. You don't have to wait for the enrollment period or the window or any of that stuff. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers, and there are no contracts. Starts as low as $199 a month. They have memberships for singles, couples, families. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. Like when I had kidney stones last year and first time in my life I was in a hospital and the bill was $27,000 and Liberty paid the whole bill. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, or call 855-58-LIBERTY and tell them Wayne Root sent you. They have saved me $72,000 starting next Wednesday. It's the 1st of January. I'll have saved $72,000. Could you use an extra $72,000? How cool is that? All right. We have a caller, you said, or we have a caller? I have no idea what you're talking about, Chris. I know, but if I don't know their name, I can't ask for them now, can I, Chris? There's a blank screen. How am I supposed to say something? Hi, Billy in Connecticut. It's Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, Wayne. How you doing, man?
Good, good. Good to hear from you. Happy New Year.
You too. I got to tell you, I know that it's so important for these Democrats to win. You can tell by what they're doing and trying to do and lying, you know, the whole nine.
Of course.
But, I really believe that they give people licenses and automatically register to vote. I mean, I wouldn't put it past them that when it comes time to voting, every one that they registered to vote, they're going to automatically somehow be a vote. Do you know what
right.
I mean?
Of course they will.
I mean,
of course they will.
Without them, people don't even vote with them. You know what I mean?
Right. No. Listen. What you're saying is not a crazy person. What you're saying is not a conspiracy theory. There are millions of illegals being registered in the United States with driver's licenses and automatically registered to vote. And so once they're registered, of course they're going to go vote. How would anybody think otherwise? It's the most ridiculous con game, delusional BS I've ever heard in my entire life. Illegals are voting. Go to any voting place. It's time to send ICE to the polling places. You know, we got to scare the bejesus
right.
out of them and let them know you're going to get deported if you vote.
The only thing that's so weird is, like, look at the laws. It's like the laws don't mean anything anymore. You know what I mean? When it's for that, it's just the craziest.
Right.
I don't have to tell you. I know. We all think
right.
the same thing. Like, it's,
I'm laughing.
I think you're going crazy.
I need to follow the law. I don't have to follow the law anymore. Last I checked, I'm going to go 80 in a 65. I'm going to go 100 in a 70 zone. And I'm going to
right.
do whatever I want with my house. When you come and tell me that my zoning is off, I'm going to laugh in your face. Because illegals get away with anything they want. So you know what? My house is now a Republican sanctuary zone. And I'll do anything I want. I'll build anything I want. I don't need your damn approval. And I'll speed any way I want. Because I now drive a sanctuary car. As far as I'm concerned, it's the country of Wayne Root. It's not the USA. Liberals want to make believe that illegals could do whatever they want. Maybe we could do whatever we want now.
Right, but listen, I'm going to do. A bunch of us are going to go into Mexico, come back, and register as illegal immigrants. Oh, I'm going to get insurance. Woo!
No? Right? Right. If we did that, can you imagine? Can you imagine if we did that?
Right.
We all laugh about it because we're all too nice to do things like this, and we're all too law-abiding, and we believe in the Constitution, but we should do it. Every single senior citizen in America should go to Mexico, come back, claim they're illegal, and they'll get far more benefits than they get as senior citizens. Far more. And not
pay
any taxes.
Right.
It's a joke. Thanks, Billy. Thanks for the call, brother. All right. Hey, the phone number, by the way, 833-WAR-TALK. Love to hear from you. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Here's an article that reminds me of what Billy was saying. The headline is, "Will Democrats hijack the 2020 vote with illegal voters?" As Democrats look towards 2020, they look to illegal aliens as their insurance policy. Hell-bent on assuring illegal aliens vote, Democrats have struck down voter ID laws that would demonstrate the citizenship status of those who go to the polls. They demand open borders. They vehemently oppose construction of President Trump's wall, precisely because it would stop illegal aliens from flooding our borders. In their latest effort to ensure legal votes are cast, Democrat lawmakers in New York and New Jersey are now granting driver's licenses to people with no right to be in this country. I got news for you. Our Republican former governor of Nevada, Brian Sandoval, gave the same privilege 5 years ago to illegals, and we've never won another election. Republicans have won nothing. We're 0-80 that matters in this state since the day that our Republican idiot governor, who was playing for the other team, just like John McCain and Mitt Romney, they're liars. The Republican after their name is a total lie. They're frauds. They're fighting for the other side and making believe they're Republican. And from the moment he gave voting rights to illegals, we've never won another election in Nevada. You think that's a coincidence? The Driver's License Access and Privacy Act, also known as the Green Light Law, makes it official in December, permitting any person over the age of 16 years of age to apply for a state driver's license, regardless of U.S. citizenship. Under the new law signed by Governor Cuomo, that's New York governor, in June, the estimated 940,000 illegal aliens and visa overstayers and deportation fugitives residing in New York are eligible for licenses that look no different from those given to U.S. citizens without providing a U.S. Social Security number, a birth certificate, or a passport. What a joke. Well, illegal immigrants cost American taxpayers about $132 billion every year. Issuing illegals licenses makes it easier for the undocumented population to attend medical appointments, grocery shop, commute, and take a good-paying job away from an American citizen and tell everyone back in their hometowns how easy it is to live and work in the United States. The mockery of federal immigration law makes it easier to pump unauthorized immigrants into the electorate, which produces an electoral bonanza for Democrats. Approximately three-quarters of the estimated 12 to 25 million illegal aliens in the United States. And by the way, this article is so wrong. Even Harvard now says there are 22 million illegals, not 12. 22 million. There is no 12 to 25. There's 22 to 32 million illegals in the United States, and three-quarters of them are Hispanic and overwhelmingly more likely to support Democrats than Republicans, according to Pew Research Center's National Survey of Latinos. 31% of unauthorized illegal immigrant Latinos identify as Democrats, 4% as Republicans. In addition to leaving our federal elections vulnerable to fraud, a provision of the Green Light Law jeopardizes national security. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo signed Driver's License Access and Privacy Act in June under the condition that it be crafted to prohibit U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials from obtaining DMV records or accessing New York State ID database. Blocking access to the state's database makes it virtually impossible for ICE agents to verify the validity of New York State-issued IDs or quickly check the immigration status of anyone they come in contact with, including those with records of violent crimes, including human trafficking, child sex crimes, gang activity, and child exploitation. And when they say gang activity, they mean like MS-13, murdering non-human scum. I mean, I'll take a dog any day of the week. I love my dogs. I'll take a dog over MS-13. They're not human. They murder, they rape, they torture. They're scum of the earth. These guys want to protect criminals at the expense of the safety and security of law-abiding New York residents. And we're doing the same thing here. Same exact thing in Nevada. You've made sanctuary Vegas into a sanctuary city. Thanks to our Republican sheriff, Joe Lombardo, Vegas is now a sanctuary city. Thanks, Joe! Hey, thank you, man. Good man. High five, Joe. You're the greatest. Another Republican who makes believe he's a Republican who isn't a Republican. Why they want to destroy a city that's the surest capital of America? I don't know. Why you'd want to destroy your fellow Republicans, homeowners and neighborhoods, nice neighborhoods? I don't know. Why you'd want to turn Vegas to a sanctuary city, which makes it a shh-hole? I don't know. Why you want to turn us to San Francisco? I don't know. But you do. And you have an R after your name. Whether you're John McCain, Mitt Romney, or Joe Lombardo, that R is a lie. A total lie. You're a fraud. You should all have F's next to your name for fraud. I had two lawyers on this show, legal experts on immigration, who both said Joe Lombardo had absolutely no reason to cave to a commie, Obama-appointed judge in California who said you can't use the ICE database and participate in the ICE file. And yet the Republican sheriff of Las Vegas decided he had no choice. So either he got terrible advice from some commie lawyer that works for the police department that's intent on ruining our city, or he's like a fan of the ACLU. And any cop who's a fan of the ACLU should get out of town on the third rail. Wow, what a joke. What a joke this country's becoming. Because scattered throughout this country are DAs and prosecutors and sheriffs and police chiefs who are actually liberal losers intent on destroying this nation, even though some of them have an R next to their name. It's the most amazing thing I've ever seen. They've destroyed Nevada. Now they're getting ready to destroy New York. They've destroyed New Jersey, destroyed Illinois, and they've just destroyed California. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business. So you'll get loans with competitive interest rates. And in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote.
800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Roots, the sponsor of this show is, of course, RootWall.com. I want you to check out my political action committee, Root for the Wall, which is RootWall.com. RootWall.com. I've got the videos there. I've got the articles there. I've got the distribution of funds there. It's all there. Check it out and celebrate the new year by helping me raise the money for President Trump's wall, RootWall.com. And anytime I say that, I'm supposed to give some sort of a disclaimer. Root for the Wall, PAC paid for, is responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee, rootwall.com. And I also want to remind you about Newsmax, because Hour 3 of the show is on national TV. We're still on the radio, but it switches. Cameras come on, lights come on. I'm on national TV 5 nights a week, Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. Wayne Allen Root, the Wayne Allen Root Show, raw and unfiltered. And if you don't get Newsmax TV, just call this number toll-free and tell them you demand your Newsmax TV, 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. In the meantime, watch for free every night at NewsmaxTV.com on your computer, or get the Newsmax TV app on your cell phone. It's free. So an Obama appointee blocks North Carolina from requiring voter ID. Of course they do. This is the biggest scam in the history of America. Voter ID is the simplest thing in the world. Everybody's got it. And they don't want you to do it because they know that millions of people are voting illegally. There's massive voter fraud and massive amounts of illegals voting, and they know it. And it's always an Obama-appointed judge that blocks everything good and important, and anything that would prevent voter fraud, they block. Well, they're talking about voter security and no foreign interference. They're making the ultimate foreign interference easy. The whole Mexico is in America voting. And the whole Central America is in America voting. Physically here voting. That's the most incredible form of foreign interference I've ever heard of in my life. and Democrats want it. While they talk all day about foreign interference in U.S. elections. Why? Because it's Saul Alinsky. I'm the only guy who seems to figure this out. Look in the mirror, whatever you see, blame the other guy for what you're doing. So they're doing foreign interference. They accuse us of it all day long to hide what they're doing and distract you from what they're doing. All right, before I get to more of the crazy things and destructive things the liberals do, I do want to pay homage to Don Imus. Legendary radio host Don Imus has died. This just happened in the last couple hours. He died in College Station, Texas. Ironically, my dad went to Texas A&M during World War II. He's probably the only Jew who ever went to Texas A&M during World War II. Jewish kid from Brooklyn who was studying to be an officer in the United States Navy and a radio operator, and they sent him to some sort of radio operator school in College Station. He spent, I think, a year in Texas A&M. Well, legendary radio host Don Imus dead at 79 years old in College Station. Baylor Scott and White Medical Center, College Station, Texas, right outside Texas A&M. He was hospitalized Christmas Eve, and he just died early this morning. And who was by his side is his wife of 25 years, Deidre, and his son, Wyatt, 21 years old. And his son, Lieutenant Zachary Don Cates, was returning from military service overseas. I guess he just missed. He didn't get there in time. What a terrible thing. I can't imagine what that must be like to be in the military and traveling to get home while your father's on his deathbed and you don't make it. You walk in too late to say goodbye or hold his hand at least, even if he's not, you know, coherent. But he wasn't that old, 79 years old. And, you know, a lot of people said bad things about him because he said something one time that was racist again. So what? One sentence in your life? You know, he was named by Time Magazine one of the 25 most influential Americans. And his radio show was home to presidential hopefuls and political pundits and platinum-selling musicians. And it was yanked 8 days later after his racist statement by CBS Radio. And meanwhile, here's a guy who off the air was a philanthropist, raised more than $40 million for groups including the CJ Foundation for Sudden Infant Death Syndrome and ran a New Mexico ranch for dying children. And used his radio show to solicit guests for donations. And a pediatric medical center bearing Imus's name opened at the Hackensack University Medical Center, New Jersey. I mean, here is a guy who did some great things. Who cares if he made one stupid statement? He won the Disc Jockey of the Year Award. He won the medium level. What's it called? Let me see. I gotta find the name. I think he was in Cleveland. And he won the DJ of the Year for large markets, and he won the DJ of the Year for medium markets. This guy was amazing. Got fired again and again and came back bigger each and every time. In any case, appreciate your career, Don Imus. I was on his show, I think, twice when I was a kid in New York. When I was in my 20s in New York, twice I was on Imus' show. And, you know, he was a grumpy guy and kind of a strange guy. But, man, he was good for charity. And good for a lot of people. And that's what matters in this world. Are you grumpy? Who cares? Raise money for charity, good to your family, that's what matters. Imus dead, 79 years old, Don Imus. Rest in peace, buddy. One of the great radio, syndicated radio hosts in the United States of America. And one of the first guys to get a radio show that was then put on TV. It aired in the mornings on national TV. I think on MSNBC, if I remember correctly. And that's what I do. My national TV show on Newsmax TV is coming up next. My radio show airing on TV. So Imus blazed the path. Thank you, Don Imus. Rest in peace, buddy. Wayne Allyn Root, coming up next, Newsmax TV. DirecTV, Dish TV, and cable channels all over the United States.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.